Good morning, afternoon, sorry. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip. It is deep into the afternoon. It's 3 o'clock. Kevin Kelly's laughing. I know. Been a long day already. Right, I hope you're well. I hope you all had a good weekend. I had a cracking week last week, to be fair. I obviously had the cricket. I was out Friday night at a birthday party, and then that was extended into Saturday, where we went for lunch, and then to racing at Lingfield, evening meeting at 5 o'clock, and then Jess Glynn was in concert, which was actually very good. Yeah, really enjoyed it. Cracking. Won a little bit of the races. The only downside is I ate and drank too much all week, so I'm out tomorrow, and then it'll be off the booze for a bit until Spurs lose to Man City and drive me to drink at the weekend. Okay, I've got a few couple of bits of admin. The FTS website will be taken offline tonight at 8 o'clock. No, not permanently. We had a go at sorting the membership out a couple of weeks ago, and bits went wrong, so we rolled it back. So actually there's no football tomorrow, so we're going to take it off completely around about 8 o'clock tonight. That gives the developer then all of tonight, all day tomorrow into Wednesday to fix it then, and then we'll open it back up Wednesday afternoon is the game plan. Couple of bits out of that. There's no football files tomorrow because there's no game, so that's not a problem, but the horse racing files will be produced, but they won't be accessible. So if you email me, I will send them to you, but email me round about 11, half 11. If you start emailing me later in the afternoon, I'm not going to be sitting watching it permanently. Obviously, racing will start round about 2, so get your emails in and I will email you. I'll try and email everybody with an active subscription anyway. The link at 11, it may take a little while to come through, but I'll try and do that. You can access them via Dropbox on Tuesday and Wednesday. Everything else will be as normal. And then when we do open up, if you have any issues accessing anything, send a polite email to dave@ftsincome.co.uk and he will get that sorted for you. If you spot any issues on the site, things that shouldn't be there, again, just give me a shout and I can have a look at that as well. So just ask for a little bit of patience. All these things never go 100% smoothly, so if you could do that, that would be fantastic. Usual football, isn't it? Spurs beat Arsenal. I told you everything returned back to normal. Everything's back to normal. Spurs give the old Arsenal. I wish we'd play some proper teams in this pre-season rather than messing around with these tin pot, not even in Europe sides, honestly. Lovely, isn't it? Messi off to PSG by the looks of. God knows what's happening with Harry Kane. I didn't see the Spurs game, so I don't know whether they're any good or not, but they were probably shite and they'll get pasted at the weekend. Right, into a bit of mindset. I'll be honest with you, after all my alcohol, I can't remember exactly where I was last week, but I've been asked a question, so I'm going to turn my attention to that. The question that somebody asked me was, if I could put it all down to just one thing, which is kind of impossible, but that's the question they've asked, but if I could put it all down to one thing, what would it be? And I've had a thought about it, and it is difficult to put all this into one thing because I think there's lots of separate elements that that force this thing. I think a lot of people spend far too much time on technical analysis, thinking, you know, the more they learn about charts and graphs and all this sort of stuff is going to make them better. Not for me. I really don't think that's the way at all. But that's me. As I say, these are just my thoughts. I think, but if I've thought about it, and the thing I keep coming back to is consistency. I think the one thing that all these things fall under, whether it's discipline, focus, mindset, attitude, whatever, I think it all falls down into being consistent. I think I'm better than most people because I'm just consistent in what I do. I don't get distracted, you know, words I've used before, I don't get distracted by noise. But, you know, ultimately, you know, I've seen some of the numbers traded on this 100. I don't trade cricket. Ultimately, there's markets out there turning millions of pounds. And it's a matter of just having a consistent approach to those makes you a consistent winner, the same as, you know, a good golfer has a consistent golf swing. If you, as I've said before, if you change it every week, oh, I'm going to try this, I'm going to try that, then you've got no chance. I firmly believe, and this is a sort of debate I've had with a few FTS members, and I might be wrong, I firmly believe that anyone can do it. I'm not saying you can do it from the off, but I think that you can learn to do it. And I think one of the big problems is what I sort of call the shovel and dynamite approach, where my approach to it, you know, if you look at digging a hole, my approach to it was a shovel and take my time and dig it properly, where others' approach is dynamite. Yeah, you'll end up with a hole, but you create a fucking great miss. And I think that that's the thing, that people have this sort of, you know, bull in a china shop, charge into something, end up making a mess of it, and then they don't know what to do from there, so they basically rinse and repeat that and charge around. I think that, you know, the big problem with all this is money is involved. I think the big, you know, those of you doing the summer school, I've posted summer school 8 today, by the way, sorry, so people, you can access that today. Obviously, when the site goes down, it won't be available, and it'll be available when the site opens up Wednesday, so no massive rush. But, you know, I talked today in that about testing, and I just don't think, I've got the same approach to everything that I do, so I don't really change it. You know, I tell people I'm fairly boring in what I do. I think there's many ways to win. You know, all these things I say, that, you know, there's people who tell you what they do, and as I've said loads of times, the people who tell you they're the best at everything, you know, we honestly believing that there's a handful of people who are better at analysing anything than anybody else. You're just talking, I mean, honestly, you're just talking complete and utter garbage. It's so ridiculous that it just annoys me, because it's just ridiculous. But if you've got a discipline, if you've got a common sense approach to a market, whatever it may be, tennis, golf, football, cricket, you've got a common sense approach to it, which makes sense. You understand that market, but when I say that, I mean understand how that market's going to move. So I think that's quite key. Like I know when I enter a trade, if a gold goes in, what's going to happen. I've got half an idea. Nothing comes as a shock to me, so I'm not dilly-dallying about what to do. You know, even if we take a simple method like two ahead, people dilly-dallying about what to do, and a goal's gone in, so they act instantly, and you end up seeing, actually, if you'd let the market settle for a bit, you get a better price. Just, you know, that rush, you know, bear in mind it's moving in my favour if another goal goes in and I win the lot. So if I was just trying to remove my liability, for example, I'd just give it time to settle. That's what I mean by understanding what it's going to do. If I back over 1.5 goals and a goal goes in, I know what price roughly it's going to settle back at, so I start to understand that, and all that stops hesitancy in me, particularly when trading. I don't need to sit and panic or worry or watch these opportunities disappear and pass me by, because I've actually concentrated and I know what I'm doing and I'm consistent in that approach. And I just think that, as I say, most people, you're just so determined to win. It's all about the money. You're so concerned with winning that you go in with the dynamite. The dynamite blows everything up eventually, and you haven't got enough time. You don't give things enough time. You're not consistent enough in that approach. And then you try something, you know, some people try something completely different, completely and utterly different. So I've given that a go. That didn't work. I'm just going to do something completely different. They don't look between, actually, you know, I in the summer school, I call it try, fail, diagnose. People go try, fail. There's no diagnosis. What actually went wrong there? you know, and all the things I then say, you, if you, particularly if you start sharing things like that on social media, you get the people coming on who you know, I think some people take a joy out of others' misery. I think some people take a pleasure in messing with other people and sort of, you know, oh, I can do this, and I don't really get it. But we don't know what understand, you know, we don't know how people are brought up or what's that. You know, this can be a painful game, it can be a joyous game, but some people, we expect everybody, I think, to act in a reasonable way. I think that's not too much to expect, is that people act in a reasonable way, but for whatever reason, there are people who don't want to. But I think if you're consistent in your approach, and quite often if your approach is different to the norm, you know, and by that, look how many people back unders. How many people do you talking about backing unders? Everybody wants to back overs. You start looking at things in a slightly different way, and then you start to learn what works. And if you've tested that, and then you apply your approach to that, and you're consistent in that approach, and that's where the hard bit comes in, is being consistent, particularly after a bad day. Then I think, you know, that's the word, consistency. All those things come together, and it's being consistent. I understand you've got to have a method in the first place, and there's areas that you can work on in that, and all the other bits that go with it, execution, discipline, record, all those come into it. But in effect, if you're consistent in every single element of that over time, I firmly believe anybody can do it. So yeah, the question was asked, and that's the word that I came up with. I just think you've got to be, and people aren't consistent in their approach, and it all comes down then to identifying why you're not consistent. More often than not, it's because there's that short-term losing of money, and people can't actually understand that, and they take it personally. They want revenge on me, or revenge on the market, or whatever it may be. And it's a, you know, it's a mental battle with yourself, isn't it? It's a mental battle that you've got to constantly try and win. And the way I win it is by being consistent. I'm a smart guy. I'm not stupid. I'm good with numbers, but I don't have any superpowers or anything. George Clooney looks. I'm just consistent in what I do, and I don't let others bother me, and I don't let others influence me in what I do, because I think once you start doing that, and that's when it all goes horribly wrong. And then you have to question the motives of why those people are doing that, and that's a completely different thing altogether. But we'll all look at things and look at markets and things and perceive them slightly differently, maybe have a different way of operating in them. But at the end of the day, that is all it is a market. You're going to operate in it, and you've got to be consistent in the way you do that. And the minute you lose that consistency, be it in any element of it, being in the method you're using, being it in the selection process that method leads to, being it into the execution of it, be it into the staking of it, once you lose that consistency in these sort of sub-events, if you like, that lead up to you executing and whatever the outcome of that trade is, once that consistency goes, then you have got next to no chance. And that's where I know a lot of people like bots and things, because they do the same thing every time, but you've still got to have everything else that gets to the stage of loading that bot up or whatever. And I think after the consistency, it is then your attitude to it. I think if you genuinely believe that you're a loser, you know, makes the game hard in anything. You know, I think anything. I think if you've got a negative, failing type attitude in anything, it's hard work. You make everything about life hard, and I know people like that. Whereas if you're positive, I think you certainly, you know, and if you lose, you bounce back a lot quicker. So yeah, that was the question that was asked, and you know,
that they intimated that it was experience. Well, you only get experience by doing things. Anybody's got to start somewhere. I started somewhere. Peter Webb started somewhere. Psykoff started somewhere. Mark Iverson started somewhere. You've got to start somewhere. I bet if you traced all those guys, they're consistent in what they do. I'd be very surprised if they're not. Things change, markets change, strategies may change, but the overall picture, the overall approach to it would be one of consistency. And then obviously if you know then what you're doing, no hesitation in execution, you know what the market's going to do, you know what you're expecting. I think that's it. I think that basically is where I would go. So if I sort of gave one bit of advice to anybody now, it would be to be consistent in what you do, because you've got to give yourself a chance. And I think, you know, the word I've used hundreds of times in this podcast is scarred. I think the problem is people are so scarred that they struggle. But again, diagnose, why are you scarred? Yes, you may have followed a tipster, but why did you follow it? What were you expecting? Ultimately, and it sounds horrible, it all comes down on you. It doesn't come down on anybody else. It comes down on you, ultimately. And I just don't get why people keep repeating the same shit every time, rather than actually looking, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to be consistent in it. And it might go wrong. There's no guarantees, but everything is a bit of a learning curve, and it will get better. And if you took this, I want to be XYZ in 3 years rather than I want to be a millionaire next month, you'd be amazed at how developing that and being consistent will improve you. And it really will. It really will. You know, I feel sorry for people who got into this last year, I have to say. You know, with the pandemic and everything that it brings with it, not just in football, as I've said many times, just life in general. But I think there's great reasons to be optimistic as we come out of it. You know, and we are going to come out of this. There's always going to be the whack jobs about, and just let them get on with it. We are going to come out of it. Life is going to head back to normal. You know, it'll be a new normal, as I've said. But I think if you just look now and look at it as an opportunity, if you're going to do this, and the starting point would be consistent. Just be consistent. And test. You know, that's one of the things I talk about today in the summer school, testing. That's the question that was asked to me, and I don't know what the answer they were expecting, whether they're expecting me to have some sort of fantastic technical thing. Everything I've built up over time with analysis and things has sort of come from a natural progression from a starting point, the same as any trader, better and trying, failing, learning, diagnosing, trying, failing, learning, then developing something, getting consistent to it, adding to it, and I always add to it with winnings, and I use those winnings to fund maybe sheets or processes that help me further. But it all started in one place, and one of the first things I did was develop and start a consistent approach. So I think that's one of the things that people can look back at and be, again, you know, all this revolves around, you know, you've got two attitudes. You can blame everybody else, or you can look at yourself and look at your approach. And I get people now, even after 5-6 years of being with FTS, going, I've fucked about at this, I'm now going to give it a go. And I hope they do. And I, you know, that they're the people I can help. I'll help you as much as possible. People are going to really give it a go and be consistent. I can help. People who chop and change and fuck about and are negative and miserable, I've got no time for. I can't help you. So what is the point in even trying? Because you've got to start helping yourself first. So consistency, that's basically what it's about, being consistent. Don't know where that got us out of the loop, but my brain's gone. There, shovel, not dynamite. Right, what am I going to do? That's it. I'm not going to do anything. As I say, website down. Do email in. Do be polite. Do be patient. We'll get things sorted as quickly as possible. We will have some issues. I'm going to drop an email to a few of you. I'm not even going to ask you. We may drop you an email and get you to test, just logging in and things. Guys have helped me before, and I'm sure you'll help me again. Yeah, we'll do all that, and I will be back with you all tomorrow morning. We're going to talk a little bit about, and follow on from this a little bit, talk a little bit about the experience at the cricket. Yeah, we are, what, we're four days away from the start of the Premier League, and all the nonsense begins again. Watch City march to another title. Okay, I'll be back with you all on tomorrow morning.